This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz says that there would be consequences if China sends weapons to Russia for Moscow's war in Ukraine, but he's fairly optimistic that Beijing will refrain from doing so. His comments came in an interview with CNN aired Sunday, 2 days after he met with U.S. President Joe Biden in Washington. U.S. officials have warned recently that China could step off the sidelines and begin providing arms and ammunition to Moscow. Ahead of his trip, Scholz last week urged Beijing to refrain from sending weapons and instead use its influence to press Russia to withdraw its troops from Ukraine. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin in Jordan to begin a three-country Mideast visit is aiming to reassure key allies of American commitment to the region despite Washington's recent focus on Russia and China. More from VOA's Joe Ramsey.
The Pentagon chief, who arrived in Amman on Sunday, is expected to press Israeli leaders to reduce tensions in the West Bank and work to strengthen ties and talks with Egyptian leaders while touching on human rights concerns. The United States has about 30,000 troops in the region and is seen as pivotal in helping counter Iranian influence. Retired U.S. Marine Corps General Frank McKenzie, who headed American forces in the Middle East until last year, said the region is significant to the United States in part because of China's growing role. Joe Ramsey, VOA News, Washington.
The governor of northern Ukraine's Kharkiv region and province says that Russian shelling has destroyed five homes and killed at least one person about 30 kilometers from the Russian border. The area has come under frequent attacks, even though Russian ground forces withdrew nearly 6 months ago.